Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Just Ask the Appraiser, the show where we delve deep into the world of real estate, property valuation, and everything in between. I'm your host, Miles Hamrick, and today we have a topic that might sound a bit technical, but it's incredibly important to the realm of real estate and real estate appraisals. It's called encumbrances. Now, I know encumbrances might not be the most engaging subject, but trust me, it's a critical one. Whether you're a homeowner, a real estate investor, or just someone looking to understand the complexities of property ownership, encumbrances play a significant role in the real estate landscape. So let's dive into and explore what encumbrances are and why they matter and how they can affect property and investments. First things first, what exactly are encumbrances? Encumbrances in the world of real estate refer to any claim or liability that affects a property's title. These claims or liabilities can limit the property's use, value, or transferability. In simple terms, they're like clouds hanging over your property's title. There are various types of encumbrances, and we'll get into some of them in detail later in this episode, but let me briefly mention a few examples. They're called easements, liens, covenants, and restrictions. These encumbrances can impact your property in different ways, and understanding them is crucial for anyone involved in real estate transactions. Now that we know what encumbrances are, you might be wondering why they're so important. Well, that's a great question. Understanding encumbrances is crucial because they have a significant impact on property value, your rights as a property owner, and the feasibility of certain property uses. Imagine you're interested in buying a piece of land for a new development, but you later discover there's an easement allowing a utility company to access the property. This easement could limit your development plans and significantly reduce the property's value. Or, if you're a homeowner, you might have to deal with a lien on your property due to unpaid debts, which could lead to foreclosure if not addressed. So by understanding encumbrances, you can make informed decisions about buying, selling, or investing in real estate and avoid some potential pitfalls. All right, so let's look into some common types of encumbrances that you're likely to encounter in the real estate world. First, easements. Easements are legal rights that allow someone else to use your property for a specific purpose. It could be a utility easement, which grants access for power lines or pipelines, or an easement for a neighbor to access their land through your property. Easements can affect your property's value and use, so it's essential to understand their implications. Next, we have liens. Liens are claims against your property as security for a debt or an obligation. If you fail to satisfy the debt, the lien holder may have the right to foreclose on your property. Common examples include tax liens, mortgage liens, or mechanics liens. They can be a significant headache if not managed properly. And then there are covenants and restrictions. These are usually found in homeowners associations or neighborhood agreements. They dictate how you can use your property, specifically things like architectural standards, landscaping requirements, or even rules about renting out your home. So what would you do if you encountered encumbrances on a property that you're interested in, or you discover them on your own property? Well, first step is to conduct a thorough title search. This will reveal any existing encumbrances on the property. Working with a qualified real estate attorney or title company is essential during this process. They can help you understand the implications of these encumbrances and how they might impact your plans. Depending on the type of encumbrance, you may have options. For example, you can negotiate with the easement holder to modify the terms or seek to have a lien removed by satisfying the debt. In some cases, you might need to consult your local zoning authorities or HOA to address covenant violations. Now, if you want to minimize the risk of encountering encumbrances on your real estate transactions, there are a few precautions that you can take. First, work with experienced professionals. A skilled real estate agent, attorney, or appraiser can help you identify potential encumbrances before they become a problem. They can also guide you through the process of addressing them. Second, thoroughly research the property and its history. Look for any past issues that might have led to encumbrances, such as disputes with neighbors or zoning violations. Lastly, review disclosure documents carefully. This will provide valuable information about any existing encumbrances or potential risks associated with the property. Well, this might not be the most exciting topic. Understanding encumbrances is essential for anyone involved in property ownership, buying, or investing. Remember, a little knowledge can go a long way in avoiding most mistakes and making informed decisions in the real estate market. If you have any questions or topics you'd like to explore in the future with us, please reach out through our website or social media. And as always, thank you for joining me on this episode of Just Ask the Appraiser. You have been listening to the Just Ask the Appraiser podcast, brought to you by Miles Hamrick Appraisal Services with your host, Miles Hamrick. All contents are the opinion of Miles L. Hamrick Sr. for the entertainment and or education purposes only. This information is in no way legal advice, real estate advice, investment advice, or the opinion of any other regulatory agency or organization. Thank you for listening to Just Ask the Appraiser podcast.